Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Showering, washing our hair and brushing our teeth are daily rituals that we often take for granted. However, in the challenging times we live in, with the cost of living crisis, homelessness and high rents, a growing number of people in Ireland are making the difficult choice between paying for food or buying hygiene items. It's a choice that no one should be faced with, and it's called hygiene poverty. And this week is National Hygiene Week, now in its fourth year, organised by Hygiene Hub, a group who will provide hygiene products to people who need them. It's an opportunity to include hygiene poverty in the public conversation and to ensure that it's part of the agenda for change. Since it was set up in 2019, Hygiene Hub has sought to raise awareness about hygiene poverty and its impact on those of us affected, and to call for equal access to hygiene items for all. I spoke to Hygiene Hub's co-founder Rosie McDonough, and she outlined some of the aims of National Hygiene Week.
This is our National Awareness Raising Week, where we really want to raise the conversation about hygiene poverty and what it's, you know, how it's affecting people. We want people to understand, you know, what it's like, and really stand up and make a difference. And it's a real call out to volunteers to get involved and make a difference in their local community, and for organisations, companies, corporates, people like that to come on board to give us a hand to make sure that we can start to meet the demand that we see, you know, in terms of the need for hygiene items out there.
Hygiene poverty is a hidden problem in Ireland, and it seems to cut across all income levels. Hygiene Hub funded a study that was carried out at Trinity College Dublin, and that study found that 65% of respondents reported difficulty affording essential hygiene items in the previous 12 months. The author of the report, Dr. Joe Whelan, outlined some of the findings of the study.
As you'll be well aware, we've been experiencing for the last 24 months and probably longer than that, what's referred to as a cost of living crisis. And this has meant that people who may have nominally high levels of income suddenly have higher costs also. And this has meant that they've had to restrict their spending on certain things. So certainly we found that people who are on lower incomes perhaps suffered most, but people on higher incomes were not immune to these kinds of experiences. And so people with nominally high income but with stretched budgets were making decisions about what could go and what couldn't go, and this often led to them cutting back on essential hygiene goods and hygiene goods beyond personal hygiene goods. So this might include things like household cleaning and so on. So yes, definitely a wide cohort of people affected by the phenomenon of hygiene poverty.
Dr. Whelan went on to explain how hygiene poverty and hygiene deprivation can affect people's well-being.
It can have an impact on mental health. It can have an impact on wanting to go out and participate, be involved in society, in you know, your local area and so on, if you feel like you're not meeting your hygiene needs adequately. But beyond that, you know, it affected people's capacity to engage in the labour market, if they weren't able to wash clothes effectively, or if they weren't able to look after themselves personally. This maybe affected their job prospects in terms of interview and so on. So like the effects were very, very wide ranging and beyond just the personal and psychological impacts, which were sizable for people experiencing this kind of thing.
So what is Hygiene Hub doing to help the situation? Rosie explained.
At Hygiene Hub, we do a whole range of different things. Everything from providing hygiene items to those who can't necessarily afford them. But we see so much of the impact that this makes, you know, in terms of how it impacts people's lives, self-confidence, self-esteem, so many different things. So we want to make sure that everybody has access to hygiene items that they need, and that there aren't any barriers, you know, financial barriers or anything else like that.
So what can you do to help? Currently, Hygiene Hub have one box in Boots in Goree for collections, but they're looking to set up more. And for that, they're going to need volunteers. Rosie outlined the details of how you can sign up to volunteer.
But we're looking for new people to get involved and to support the local hub there. We currently have a drop-off box in the Boots in Goree. So that is our current location where people can donate hygiene items. But the more volunteers we get on in the Wexford area, the more boxes we can have and the more donations we have. And it just means we're able to support people better. The main thing is to have a look at our website. We have all of our volunteering opportunities there. It's really, really simple to volunteer. It fits around other commitments, you know, other things that people might have on, whether it's college or work or anything like that. And if they have a look at the website, they can actually sign up to one of our volunteer induction sessions that are coming up. You know, we're going to be able to get them inducted, and they'll really start, you know, make a real good impact in the local community by providing these hygiene items to those who need them.
And for those that don't have time to volunteer, Rosie outlines the products that they're looking for as donations.
So we take a full range of different essential hygiene items, your shampoos, your conditioners, razors, things like that. It's really anything that you might use. So if you sort of imagine, you know, your own morning routine, the kind of hygiene items that you might use there, chances are someone else wants to use them as well. But so many people are going without. So we take donations of anything that is unopened, unused, you know, good quality hygiene items, and they make such a difference to people as well.
To get involved, to volunteer or donate, visit www.hygienehub.ie. National Hygiene Week runs until the 15th of September.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.